Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Stimulus talks scrapped.
Bureaucratic BS failed all the little guys.
Debate night, Pence versus Harris.
These two candidates are just so completely different.
Hurricane blasts vacation spots.
There will be considerable damage to the Yucatan Peninsula.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hours after President Trump ordered a sudden end to stimulus talks, suggesting no action till after the election, he tweeted last night he would sign a standalone bill for $1,200 checks for individuals immediately. All along, Democrats have been pushing for a larger measure. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Partisan differences have been more pronounced, and I think it's highly unlikely that we'll get an agreement to do another rescue package here in the near future.
Waiting is not an option for a lot of people, like Arizona pizza shop owner Mike Jensen.
I'm sitting here with zero income, using my reserves. And I'm out.
CBS News congressional correspondent Nancy Cordes.
It all started when the president abruptly tweeted, "I have instructed my representatives to stop negotiating until after the election." Just a few hours before the president's announcement, the Federal Reserve chair was making the case for more rescue funding now.
Too little support would lead to a weak recovery, creating unnecessary hardship for households and businesses.
Confusingly, the president tweeted that he agreed with Powell. After he had shut down the talks, his decision drew fire from the airlines, the Chamber of Commerce, and even some Republicans. Amid the backlash, the president took to Twitter again in the evening, saying Congress should approve $25 billion in funds for airline workers and $135 billion for small businesses, as well as those $1,200 stimulus checks. Speaker Pelosi called the president's move to end the talks an act of desperation.
There's a new case of coronavirus at the White House. At least nine there have come down with it, including President Trump. And precautions are being taken at the Pentagon. White House correspondent Ben Tracy.
Stephen Miller, one of the president's most loyal and controversial aides, is the latest administration official to be infected with the virus. COVID also now has virtually all of the nation's most senior military officials in quarantine, including Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley and Vice Chairman General John Hyten. The Pentagon insists there is no change to the operational readiness or mission capability of the U.S. Armed Forces.
We all remain cautiously optimistic and on guard.
And there are still questions about the president's health. His physician, Dr. Sean Conley, released a brief four-sentence update saying President Trump continues to do extremely well and reports no symptoms.
The Food and Drug Administration has now published updated safety standards for vaccine makers that the White House had been trying to block, a standard that calls for 2 months of observation of patients in completed trials for side effects means there likely won't be a vaccine before the election. The key word before tonight's vice presidential debate in Salt Lake City has been plexiglass. Disagreement about that safety measure in light of COVID cases at the White House. Here's CBS's Nicole Killian.
Crews at the University of Utah installed plexiglass shields to separate the vice presidential candidates, who will be seated at least 12 feet apart. The team for Vice President Mike Pence, the head of the coronavirus task force, initially opposed the extra precaution, which was requested by the Biden-Harris campaign. Trump campaign communications director Tim Murtaugh.
I'm not sure that the science is settled on that, that a plexiglass divider has any impact whatsoever.
A spokesperson for Senator Kamala Harris said if the Trump administration's war on masks has now become a war on safety shields, that tells you everything you need to know about why their COVID response is a failure. Meanwhile, the president says he intends to debate Joe Biden next Thursday night in Miami. But Biden says they should follow strict guidelines.
If he still has COVID, we shouldn't have a debate.
Hurricane Delta is bashing Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. It's a storm that lost some of its punch overnight but can still cause damage. Tourist Michelle Torrealba was able to make it back to Florida from Cancun.
You can never really be ready for a hurricane, much less a Category 4 in an area that's not yours.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson on what's next for Delta.
It will emerge into the Gulf later tonight, and then it will take the next day or so, ramping back up to a Category 4 storm as it makes an eventual northward push towards Louisiana.
First, schools were closed. Now there are restrictions on some businesses and houses of worship in parts of New York City that have seen a new spike in coronavirus cases. Governor Andrew Cuomo says he wants to limit mass gatherings.
The religious community has to agree to the rules. And they have to agree that they are going to follow the rules.
Correspondent Jim Krasula tells us there's news about a man who made headlines early in the pandemic.
Dr. Rick Bright, a high-ranking government whistleblower who sharply criticized the Trump administration's handling of coronavirus, has resigned, saying he was forced out. Bright was sidelined at the National Institutes of Health, where he had been transferred this spring after being kicked out as head of a biodefense agency.
A Northwestern University study finds nearly a third of hospitalized COVID patients suffer a degeneration of brain function. Those who become critically ill are at the highest risk. A new congressional report blasts big tech companies and makes new proposals to limit their market dominance. Some have argued the likes of Google and Amazon should be broken up. One of those companies, Facebook, says it's going to ban groups that openly support QAnon, the baseless right-wing conspiracy theory. The Seattle Storm won the WNBA title. With a victory last night, the LA Lakers are one win from the NBA crown. We've heard this familiar song before the opening tip at many basketball games. The hit Jump from the group Van Halen. Accolades continue to pour in for the legendary guitarist Eddie Van Halen, who died yesterday of cancer at 65. Some tweets call him the Mozart of rock guitar. And farewell, too, to singer Johnny Nash. That was his big hit in 1972. Nash died at his Houston home. He was 80. A pet store chain is taking action and wants others to follow suit.
Petco says it stopped selling electronic shock collars that use electric current to give dogs a signal when they go beyond the bounds of a home or lawn. The Humane Society says it can feel like anything from a mild tickle to a painful shock. Petco CEO says electricity may be critical to powering your microwave, but it has no role for the average pet parent to train their dog. The company says its survey finds 70% of owners feel shock collars have a negative impact on their pet's emotional or mental well-being. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Kids love it, but most adults find the song Baby Shark annoying. Now two former Oklahoma jail workers and their boss are facing misdemeanor charges for playing it over and over again to punish inmates. It's a cruelty charge. The DA says if he could have found a felony count that fit, he would have filed it. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news and culture maker interviews, and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. from famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.